Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Free Talk Live here from the last full day of Fort Fest 2021 at Rogers Campground.
And
yeah, it's been a great year. It always is. I mean, Fort Fest is a great time. It's a lot of just chilling and hanging out. It doesn't have the high maintenance vibe that the Porcupine Freedom Festival has.
Yeah.
So with me today, it's Aria.
And the captain is here.
And Aria is with me today, apparently.
Is Aria with you?
It's very early in the day.
The captain is with me, so that's fine.
All right, well. We're all here then, so...
All four of us.
Yeah. So anyway, another late night at Fort Fest.
Oh, man, we hijacked the Free Talk Live campsite last night and had, you know, basically a full bar, mixed drinks. There was... It started out with, like, four or five of us.
Sure.
And then, like, it turned into, like, 10 of us. And then, like, those 10 people somehow were replaced with another 10 people.
Right. I mean, that's how it goes here. Like,
and then it happened, like, a third time. It was, like, three different waves of partying and carrying on and carousing and great conversations. Had the fire going all night. People just came by and did donations, right? Like, I supplied the booze. I'm like, if you want to donate, far out. I wasn't charging, you know.
Sure.
Like, just come and have a good time. And people would bring over stuff. They brought over a couple of packs of wood for the fire. Had somebody bring over, it was Jay brought over some chili that his wife made.
Nice.
Like, here, I'm going to grab a couple cocktails, and here's my donation. I'm like, that's awesome. You know,
I didn't even know that Jay drinks at all.
You know, I didn't see what he mixed, so maybe he made one without alcohol or something.
Sure.
I don't know, but like it was great, man. Had a really good time.
So anyway, stuff is happening in the world, especially in the United States with the inflation of the currency and stuff like that. And you love alluding to the collapse of Rome and the parallels with the United States government.
I do. I it's really, really interesting to see that something like this has happened before.
And will happen again.
It seems that way anyway. And, you know, people always ask, well, like, what do you know about it? And I'm like, well, okay, I know that they, you know, debased their currency and that created some sort of, you know, weirdness within their structure, you know, in addition to their warmongering and, you know,
sure,
military and all that kind of thing.
Well, war is expensive, and the Romans learned that, and they were like, okay, well, we can deal with this by inflating the currency.
Yeah. And in fact, if I remember correctly, the reason that they even had coins, right, the emperor's, whatever the coinage that they had,
sure,
was specifically to pay the military. Right, so they had all these, you know, military folk warrior types, you know, kind of Roman warriors and that kind of thing. And, well, because they couldn't pay them in, like, grain, for example, or salt or anything cool like that, they had to figure out a way to pay these fighting dudes. And so they created these coins out of valuable metals. And, you know, the rest of the story, you know, we can get into. But this is from FEE.
And that is the Foundation for Economic Education, correct?
Yes. The headline is How Roman Central Planners Destroyed Their Economy. And...
Well, central planners destroy everything, right? And it's amazing to have watched 2020 happen, and so few people walk away with the lesson of, oh, yeah, these idiots don't know what they're doing.
Right. Or, well, I thought I had enough savings to retire, but it turns out I only have half of what I need. Thank you, inflation.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be the big deal, right? I mean, especially with the collapse of Social Security that's imminent and all of these other things, people are going to wake up one day and realize that they actually live in poverty. Thank you, government.
Your 401k is going to be like a 200.5k. Cut in half.
For sure.
Because the value of what you put in there is, you know, declining every day. And it's not stopping. It's not going to stop with the rate of new money being injected, either by way of banks creating money out of thin air, by loaning.
What we can tell, it's only increasing, right?
Yeah.
Not just not going away, but actively getting worse.
Going to get worse. And so this is one of these articles, when I read through it, I'm like, I know all this stuff already, but it always serves as a good reminder. reminder that there is a template to predict what, you know, this looks like. What does the fall of an empire look like? And I believe that we are in the downside of the fall of an empire.
It certainly appears that way. I mean, the American empire has wrapped up itself in almost, I mean, 20-year wars, and that's expensive.
Hundreds of bases around the globe that are nowhere near the United States of America.
Something like 600 or 700, isn't it? I mean,
it's a lot.
There's a reason the U.S. government spends more on military than I think every other nation combined.
Yes, that
I mean,
is
they
correct.
Call it defense spending, but let's be honest.
I mean, in defense of their empire.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, not necessarily in defense of any people. But so the article goes, in 449 BC, the Roman government passed the Law of the Twelve Tables, regulating much of commercial, social, and family life. Some of these laws were reasonable and consistent with an economy of contract and commerce. So
I don't see how any law is consistent with such a philosophy, right?
Yeah.
Just let people be free, and they generally work out the issues themselves.
But it seems like they were at least basing their economy on contracts and commerce, so sort of a free market type thing. And, like, if you contract with somebody to do a thing, then you write it down, and, you know, you're sort of bound to that contract. You agree to the
right
terms of the contract. And so they started making laws around that stuff. But others prescribed gruesome punishments. Other laws that they made were very gruesome and assigned cruel powers and privileges given to some. Other regulations fixed a maximum rate of interest on loans of approximately 8%. The Roman government also had the habit of periodically forgiving all interest owed in the society. That is, it legally freed private debtors from having to pay back interest due to private creditors.
Well, why?
Now, just as a segue from some things that I'd learned about historical economies, there's a term that you'll bump into called jubilee.
Jubilee?
Jubilee. Every now and again, you'll bump into this for when you're looking at...
That just means like celebration,
nations,
though, right?
Well, what this means... It does, but what it means in the economic sense for some of these societies is debt forgiveness. This
okay.
is how state currencies, you know, they figured out a way to keep state currencies viable throughout their destruction of their economies, right? So if this were to happen
well,
in the United States right now...
Well, they figured out a way to lengthen it.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So if this happened in the United States right now, you would see something like student loan forgiveness.
Right.
Which we've heard about in the news already, right? We've heard about different types of government programs trying to alleviate debt for certain people of different varieties, not just the student loans, that's just the big one that's in the news. So,
I mean, the big issue, as I can tell, with student loans is the fact that, you know, the government will give them to literally anyone who applies for them, regardless of their level of responsibility,
of course,
their credit history, or anything. It's like, hey, yeah, sure, we'll give you all the money you want.
Yeah, well, and
it's a recipe for failure.
And the people who, you know, are doing like a school or something, like a private school or a trade school, and they issue these loans to the students, they don't care because they don't have any teeth in the fight, because
right.
they know the loan is backed by the full force of the government, and they know that these student loans can't be forgiven through things like bankruptcy. So it is a win situation for, you know, the students. It's a win situation for the schools on the surface, but when you look at what happens as a result of these things,
obviously, I mean, tuition goes up because you can just take out a loan from the government to continue paying for the tuition no matter how expensive it gets.
Right, and then if you do that and you are a student, you end up paying back that student loan for life.
Yeah,
you know,
essentially.
$100,000 a year for school? I mean, come on.
I like to say that the first test of whether or not anyone should be in college is whether or not they have to pay for it. If you have to pay for it, you're not there on scholarship, don't even waste your time with it, because it's just gonna bankrupt you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
If you can go there on scholarship, great, do it. But if you're going to have to actually pay for it, you've already failed the intelligence test and shouldn't be there.
Yeah. If there's any young folks listening to the show who are thinking of, you know, going to college, or perhaps you already went and you dropped out because you found out it sucked, if you're looking for a career path, I suggest the trades, right? Become an electrician.
IT.
Become, well, IT as well, yeah,
yeah,
absolutely. But, like, electricians, plumbers, you know, carpenters, these types of people, you know, welders, you know, these types of people are the ones who, if you just get, even if you drop out of high school and you go apprentice at one of these trade places and learn the trade the old way, by the time 4 years goes by, you'll already be thousands of dollars ahead of anybody your age.
More coming up from ForkFest 2021. This is Free Talk Live.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We are at ForkFest 2021, and ForkFest 2022 is definitely going to happen. You know, I'm starting to, again, kick around the idea of having it before the Porcupine Freedom Festival and just dropping the idea of Somalia Fest. Yeah, I see what you're looking at. Some logs seem to have fallen out of the fire and are just kind of burning the grass over there. And
we should probably do something about that. Oh, you got it? Okay.
Yeah. All right, cool. Luckily, we have people listening who are going to fix it before we burn down a tree or something. So, I don't know, man. There's lots in the air regarding ForkFest 2022. I mean, who knows whether or not I'll even be, you know, free to be here.
Let's hope you are.
I'm hoping so. But I want to tell you about Liberty Stickers, because if you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and everyone loves to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, pithy, and downright awesome Liberty messages at LibertyStickers.com. That's LibertyStickers.com. Now, we're talking about what a complete and total waste of time. We were talking about the fall of the Roman Empire and its parallels to what the American government is doing today.
Yep.
Then we started talking about just how generally useless college education is.
Yep.
And I know a lot of college graduates. I'm a college graduate, but what I do today has almost no relation whatsoever to what my degree is in. My degree is in the management of information systems. I mean, to an extent, that's been useful for building the studio and doing all the networking stuff there, but yep, a hobbyist is capable of that level of thing.
Right.
A degree isn't necessary. And ultimately, one could have done what I did for the last, well, not the last 3 years, but prior to that, for the last decade, which is like an A-plus certification,
yeah,
or a Network Plus certification, instead of, you know, wasting time going to college.
I went to a one-year school for audio engineering back in 92, right? And this was sort of the dawn of digital audio, when everything was becoming digital. But, like, early versions of, like, Pro Tools software. This is audio software for our listeners who don't know.
I hate Pro Tools, man.
But, like, destructive editing was still a thing. They hadn't even invented non-destructive editing yet. So you would do a mix down, and then if you wanted to, like, oh, you know what, let's copy this chorus and add an extra chorus at the end of the song and paste it in right here. You could do that, but instead of taking, I don't know, 30 seconds for you to do that, which is what modern audio software can do, it would take overnight. And if you screwed up, you could not undo it. They didn't have any levels of undo. So most of my schooling was in either cabling, right, signal flow, right? Sound comes in through the microphone, runs down the cable, travels into this piece of gear, gets processed in that way, and then comes out over here, and then it goes to the tape machine over there, right? So signal flow networking is, you know, the rudimentary networking is where that comes from. Now, I spent $13,000. Right, in student loans, to go to this school, which everything that I was taught and learned, except for like maybe tape editing, right, like using a razor blade to cut actual tape and splice it together, everything else that I learned at this school.
I thought that stopped during like the 80s.
There's still a few old guys out there who do that.
Okay.
Old hands who can do that. And some audio engineers, you know, larger budget, you know, musicians, will still record like drums to actual tape. And then once it's recorded to the tape, then they'll import those sounds into the digital domain, because they just want to capture that warm sound that tape gives you when you record something to tape. But I spent $13,000 on this thing for what I could now likely learn for free on YouTube, you know, in the course of a month or something like that, you know. So I'm a little pissed about this.
That's understandable, right? I mean, knowledge is useful to have, but you're not wrong. Previously, I couldn't just Google audio issues, so I had to just, you know, and I couldn't contact Ian, so I just had to do the best I could and trial and error and try to figure things out.
Yeah.
But as soon as I got permission to actually Google audio issues and look for solutions and how to fix them and stuff like that, I learned so much just in the course of an afternoon. I was like, oh, yeah, I was doing that totally wrong. Okay, this is better.
And that's how it goes. And so I have this other argument about, since pretty much all of the knowledge that is taught in any public school curriculum is available for free on the internet. Right? As you just have a, you know, internet plan and you have internet access, then that makes public schools obsolete.
Well, they've made themselves obsolete throughout the last year.
Yeah.
I mean, there are now teachers who are, parents are, like, raising money to, like, five families will pool together to pay a teacher's salary, and then she's just teaching their kids, and it's much more manageable. And
that's the old school way of doing it, too. Like,
someone said, oh, finally, this is an idea whose time has come. And I'm looking at them like, that was the way school was, like, a century ago, dude, before the Department of Education came and screwed everything up.
They used to do the same with healthcare. Like, you'd get a group of people, get together, you know, several families, and they would, you know, figure out, okay, well, we need to pay the salary of a doctor, and then everybody gets to share that doctor, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
And then it worked, and doctors had the right incentive, which they don't have now. The incentive that they had was they would get paid as long as everybody was healthy.
Right.
So they had the incentive to keep people healthy, right? And so if somebody got sick and that type of thing, then, like, their payment was reduced by whatever factor, you know, they agreed to. So the doctor had incentive to not only get people healthy, but keep people healthy, which is the correct incentive.
Yeah.
Doctors today don't have that incentive.
They still do that in China, do they not?
I don't know. But doctors today in the U.S., the incentive they have is to push the drugs that the pharmaceutical reps have introduced to them.
Oh, absolutely. That means the pharmaceutical reps are the ones with all the money. They're the ones buying the yachts and the boats and the, you know, giant houses.
Well, and, you know, evidence of there's many doctors who refuse to even explore non-medical health care. That is to say, they refuse to explore, you know, herbology. Right. They refuse to explore, you know, any kind of natural medicine, or, you know, even treat people with diet instead of drugs, that type of a thing. Right. Their only motivation is money.
Well, the medical industry is definitely broken. There are countless examples of people going to the doctor and they end up having these chronic illnesses that could have been detected and it should have been detected. But the doctor was like, no, you just need to lose weight.
Right.
Or whatever.
Yeah. There's a story about somebody recently that was horrible. I can't remember what it was, but we keep hearing
there are
these
countless
stories
like that. Yeah. The American health system is fundamentally broken, and it's not going to get any better because of government regulation.
Well,
it's
only
going to get worse.
And they want more government involvement in your health care. And
the last thing I want is government involved in any aspect of my life, but certainly my health care.
Yeah, and I always point to, if you want to see what government does to health care, go hang out at a VA hospital for a while.
Yeah, but people don't seem to get that, right? The VA is miserable.
It's horrible. And horrifying.
And the wait is tremendous.
Yeah, and, like, there's all sorts of horrific tales about somebody got sewn up after some sort of a procedure, and the doctor left the scalpel inside of them.
Oh, God.
And so, like, they went home, and they were complaining of these excruciating pains in their gut or whatever.
Imagine.
And so they went to, like, the emergency room that night, and they got an x-ray done, and they found a scalpel had been left.
Oh, that's
inside.
Horrifying.
Yeah, so.
Well, that's VA quality health insurance. Let me do that. That's certainly what people want, right? It's more of that, but for everyone.
Yes. Yeah.
We can also look at the Canada healthcare system and the UK's healthcare system and just see how government involvement in healthcare has never led to anything good.
Sure doesn't.
Central planners can't get it together, and we're going to talk about why central planners caused the collapse of Rome. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards.
Massachusetts State Police arrested 11 heavily armed individuals following an hours-long standoff that started at around 4 a.m. off an interstate highway. During a traffic stop early Saturday morning, a group of men carrying rifles and handguns, State Police Colonel Christopher Mason told Boston 25 News that the men have identified themselves as part of a group called Rise of the Moors, a group that does not recognize our laws. Mexico state-owned oil company said Friday it suffered a rupture in an undersea gas pipeline in the Gulf of Mexico.
This was the scene after an undersea gas pipeline ruptured, causing flames to bubble up from beneath the surface. That is unreal. Crews battled the blaze for hours trying to put it out. Ultimately, they did.
Audio courtesy NBC News. This is USA Radio News. Florida officials on Saturday abruptly moved up plans to demolish the remaining part of a Miami-area condo that collapsed June 24th as the threat of a secondary collapse of the damaged structure looms, potentially endangering rescue crews. Meanwhile, officials said the death toll from the collapse increased overnight to 24 victims and 124 people remain missing. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said at a Saturday news conference the state will pay for all costs of the demolition, which he said should take place within 36 hours.
This will protect our search and rescue teams because we don't know when it could fall over. And, of course, with these gusts, potentially, you know, that would create a really severe hazard. So our mission is to expedite it as soon as possible. Kevin Guthrie reports to me that once everything is ready to go, that it can be brought down within 36 hours.
This is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from Fort Fest 2021. Crosby's actually going to come by today. I've been trying to get him all week, right? But he's a busy dude.
Yeah, we should definitely have him on.
Yeah, I mean, we get him on every year. Eventually, he gets the time to come by. He's going to take care of some things now, but we also went ahead and reserved our stuff for next year, so...
Awesome.
We will be here. I'll be here, assuming I'm not in prison. And hopefully next year, Ian can get clearance to come here, since it is work. We are here working, doing, you know, the show that we do.
Yeah, I think regardless of... y'all's situation and the situation with the Crypto 6, Free Talk Live will find a way to have a presence here.
Absolutely. And if you don't know anything about the Crypto 6, then head over to thecrypto6.com. If nothing else, just watch the very short video there to get a brief highlight of what's going on. It's a really well-done video. I tried to include it in my presentation, but... whatever the LibreOffice version of that is.
Yeah.
It's uncooperative, so it didn't get played, which sucks because it's very well done, whoever did it.
Yeah, it's a short video, but it is compelling, to say the least.
It is. It's very well done. So thecrypto6.com if you want to learn more about that, because it may, in fact, prevent myself and Ian from being here next year because we may be in prison. That's not likely, but, you know.
I really hope not.
Yeah, me as well, dude.
Nobody has been harmed. No property has been damaged. There's no crime, near as I can tell. Everything was done voluntarily in every aspect of whatever it is that they think they're investigating. I know that we know very little about the case because, you know...
We're gagged.
Yeah.
We can't talk about it.
Y'all are gagged, and like all we know is what's in the indictment, you know, and that kind of a thing. So it is... to me, this looks like a targeted operation against either Free Talk Live, Ian Freeman, and anybody associated with him. It looks like a very targeted thing. They specifically came after, him, obviously, and they've gone about it the entire wrong way, just through violence and force, which is what government does. That's my opinion.
Yeah, well said. Can't comment, but well said.
Yeah.
So thecrypto6.com if you want to learn more about that. But we're talking about Rome here and the collapse of Rome and all of the things that led to that, including central planners who are actively working on centrally planning the United States and just doing an abysmal job. I've heard reports that there is now a child tax credit that basically results in people with kids receiving a check every single month. Every single month.
For each kid, yeah.
That universal basic income people were talking about. It just happened.
Yeah.
It exists now. Yeah. If you have children, if you want that free government money every single month,
yeah.
Just pop out some kids.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Talk about rewarding irresponsibility.
Yeah, just go ahead and, don't use any sort of protection when you're having sex and, just ignore all of the, you can't afford to have a family? Doesn't matter. You'll get money from the government.
Yeah, and you're not going to get, the best echelons of people
don't have any skills, just procreate.
Yeah, when you do that sort of thing, because then you have those unskilled people procreating and producing unskilled children who then go on to produce more.
From the perspective of the rulers, the masters in charge, it is a good way to create more slaves.
Yes, and that's what they want. They don't want the intelligent people going, right. You know what, I can't afford to have a kid and get them the life that I want, so let's not. They don't want us ultimately breeding. They want to encourage the masses
yes.
to breed. And let's be honest, the average person is kind of stupid, and half of the population is below that. So,
thank you, George Carlin.
averages are what they are because half of the people are dumber than that.
Or below it. Yes, it's true. And, I will joke around at my disgust with people, right? And it's really just, it's the population in general. Speaking of George Carlin, he made a mention of, we talk all the time about how the system sucks and how the rulers suck and all the things they're doing to us, but there's something else that sucks, and that would be the general population. Because how did these rulers get to where they're at? Well, the general population allowed it to happen.
Yeah, the general population put them there.
That's right.
I went to Shaw's yesterday to get some basic needs that I had.
The grocery store, yep.
Yeah, and I had someone run directly into me and then say, sorry, I didn't see you there, because they were playing on their phone. Generally, in public, it's amazing how little awareness people have about the presence of others. This dude straight pushed his basket into a 6-foot-tall, bright red-haired tranny.
You're kind of hard to miss.
And then goes, I didn't see you. No, you didn't see me because you weren't looking where you're going. And don't even get me started on the people who walk backwards in public.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, humans are not designed to walk backwards. You don't have rearview mirrors. Stop doing it.
Or how about the people where, you're in the store and they both have a cart and they recognize each other. They haven't seen each other in a while, so they stop right in the middle of everybody's way to have this, oh my gosh, where are you? I haven't seen you forever.
Or about the families that, just walk side by side everywhere and take up the entire aisle, and you're, trying to squeeze by them. It's like, excuse me, I just need that thing, and you got your whole freaking family in the way. Did you really have to bring 14 people grocery shopping with you? It seems like someone could have stayed home.
Yeah.
I just hate the general public, and this is why I stopped going to Walmart, right? Because Walmart's an evil corporation, but the environment in Walmart is one of the most evil things I've ever experienced. It's just a nightmare to go in there.
I even attempt to do, when I have to do shopping, I attempt to do it off hours. Before COVID, I would go in either early in the morning, right, with the seniors, right?
Yeah.
Because, they're not moving too fast, and I can navigate around them pretty good, even at my age and that kind of thing. I'm getting close to the senior age myself, so I shouldn't probably make too much fun of them. But
slow walkers also get me.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Especially when they're not aware that they're a slow walker and they're just like in your way, like waddling down the aisle. It's like, excuse me, can you get out of the way?
There used to be a grocery store in the Keene area that was open 24 hours. And
really?
So when I would get done doing, say, an episode of Free Talk Live late at night, I would do my grocery shopping then. And guess what? It was great. It was like having the store to yourself. You might run into the occasional person who's like got a pallet in the middle of an aisle and trying to restock the supplies and that kind of thing. But outside of that, it was great to shop then. And, of course, COVID comes in.
CVS is because they're open 24 hours a day, so I can go there at 4 in the morning when no one else is there.
So COVID comes in, and then they stop being open 24 hours a day, despite the fact that they have two giant signs on the side of their building that says, open 24 hours, and they didn't turn those signs off for, like, months.
Wasn't it remarkable how that happened, though? It was like, okay, we want to minimize the amount of crowding people are doing, so we're going to cut our hours and funnel more people in here into that more limited time window.
Yeah, it would have made more sense to stay open 24 hours and put, like, a person limit or something on, you know, however many people could be in the store at one given time.
A lot of people did that. I think Walmart at one point was using a person counter.
Yeah.
But I don't think they did it very long.
No, or very well.
Yeah. I mean, how do you keep track of all the people who are constantly coming and going inside of a Walmart? Screw that. That would be one of the most stressful jobs ever. Did I click that button enough times?
The only thing I could imagine is they put up, like, the subway-style turnstiles for everybody to walk through, and then that way it clicks a thing and makes a check mark in a database somewhere, and the database is like, nope, sorry, you can't come in yet until somebody leaves on the other side.
Luckily, they didn't go that far, but they did put in turnstiles, and as far as I can tell, they're never going to go away.
Yeah.
The social distancing squares that are everywhere are never going to go away. Luckily, they did get rid of the little rat mazes put up all over these grocery stores. I stopped going to some of them because of this stuff. They were like, no, you have to go all the way around and then all the way back, and I'm like, I'm just going to go under this thing because it's just a little piece of rope. There's no one in the way, and I'm a human being who's not going to be led around like a freaking rat in a maze.
I would like to just point out that there is a surefire way to tell when something is off, something is awry, something is not cool, and that is when it gets a name that is an oxymoron. Social distancing.
Yeah, it's antisocial.
There's nothing social about being distant. You can't be social from a distance. It's not possible.
It would have been better, in my opinion, if they just said, hey, you know that personal space that you always learn to respect with other people? Just do that.
Yeah.
But no, people don't generally respect personal space, and that didn't change during COVID.
Nope.
So if there had been an actual pandemic, we're screwed.
Yep.
More coming up from ForkFest 2021. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground. And I would say, you know, come down and hang out with us, but realistically, you probably, if you're not here already or on your way here, by the time you're hearing this, ForkFest is basically ending.
Unless you're in the campground, we do have a speaker pointed at the campground and they can kind of hear us. So if you can hear us, come on over, say hello.
Yeah,
we've got a couple of people hanging out already.
I mean, that's what ForkFest is. It's just people hanging out, having a good time. There are events and stuff like that going on. There's usually a poker game, but this year the people who ran that poker game came up early and they got burned out, so they left a little bit early.
Yep.
It happens. I mean, it's a bit exhausting being up here in the mountains. I mean, it's, and, you know, if you're doing work here, it gets even more exhausting. And they were certainly doing work here. Of course, there's still Colin's party tent. And
oh, yeah.
They're definitely, and they're still vendors, amazingly
enough.
There's
a bunch of vendors.
Yeah. There's a clothing shop down at the bottom of the hill that I had totally forgotten about that is still set up down there, so I may have to go check them out later. But I want to tell you about Liberty.menu. It's a tool for our community. At its heart is a repository of events, businesses, and more for libertarians around the world. There is no cost to use Liberty.menu, but there is a catch. To use the site, one must adhere to the principles of non-aggression. If that means you and you want to connect with other voluntarists, Liberty.menu is the place to do it. Use code FTL to get a special badge, too. Liberty.menu. Now, we've been sort of alluding to this story about ancient Rome before we get sidetracked to start talking about other things.
Yeah. Well, it leads into so many things because the parallels are strong with what what's going on in today's society inside the United States of America.
I mean, let's not forget the year 2020, right? And how the American public at large and the central planners actually thought that they could plan their way out of a pandemic. You know, we can solve this problem. It's insane the level of egotism that's been at play throughout the last year, that humans actually believe that by centrally planning, they could defeat a pandemic.
Yeah.
Absolutely absurd.
It is insanity to think that previously to the COVID, you know, this was all medical decisions. This is all your general practitioner, your family doctor, whatever it is,
yeah,
would do some recommendations. Other things similar in, you know, we'll say threat to COVID, which is to say a 99 point, you know, whatever percent recovery rate, more than 99% recovery rate, they would just issue advisements. Hey, wash your hands a lot, you know, sterilize some stuff if it makes you feel better.
Right.
Right. You know, all these kinds of things. Those are the only things that anybody in the government would recommend. You know, much less impose with violence and impunity.
Yeah, the mandates was really where things got stupid. Because, I mean, everyone agrees that they shouldn't be necessary, right? And that they probably didn't help anything. I was arguing during my sheriff's campaign, I was arguing with someone about this on Twitter when they explicitly said, well, most people were wearing masks before the mandates, to which I responded, then why were the mandates necessary?
Bingo.
And just like that, she was convinced, okay, I see your point. This is tyranny, isn't it? Yes.
Yes.
If they have to mandate something that most people are already doing, and the few who don't want to do it aren't doing it because of whatever reason, then what you have there is tyranny.
Yep.
When you eliminate choice, you have tyranny.
Well, and there's this theory that a lot of people inadvertently subscribe to. They believe that laws are made for the many, when in reality, most laws are made for the few. You know, a couple of people do a thing, and then all of a sudden the government comes in and they're like, oh, we got to pass some laws.
I mean, just look at murder as the most obvious example of that. The vast majority of human beings are never going to murder anyone, whether murder was legal,
right,
or illegal.
Right.
It's because those few people might commit murder that the government came along and said, okay, well, you can't do this.
Right.
But even if murder was totally illegal, the vast majority of people just wouldn't do it.
And let us not forget that the organization type known as government is the largest murderer on planet Earth.
Yes, by leaps and bounds, right? No
orders
Ted Bundy
magnitude
or Jeffrey Dahmer, yeah, ever came close to the sheer level of violence that governments historically have committed.
It's okay when they do it, but not when you do it.
That seems to be what they're alleging.
Like, I have already murdered as many people as I want to.
Which is none.
Which is zero, right? And so I don't need a law to tell me that it's not cool to murder.
Right. I mean, neither do most Americans, but you look at movies like The Purge that operate under this insane delusion.
That's such propaganda.
Yeah, that if murder was legal, then suddenly everyone would be doing it. No, they wouldn't.
No, that's just to reinforce the statist indoctrination that if it wasn't for the government, everybody would suddenly go crazy, and like people would just start raping and murdering everyone everywhere. Which is untrue.
It's clearly untrue. And most people innately know that it's untrue when they stop to think about it. Would you, listener, commit murder? Chances are the answer is no.
Yeah.
And that's true of your neighbors as well. That's true of everyone you associate with. The idea of taking another human life, most people find it just innately horrific.
Yes.
So let's get back into this, or well, let's get into this,
yeah,
article.
So, the article, you know, started talking about kind of what Rome was doing, and it goes on to say the Roman government also set price controls on wheat. So this was
thereby creating shortages.
Yeah, and this was, you know, wheat was like a major form of trade, right? Grains and that type of thing, right?
Okay.
This would be barter. In the 4th century BC, the Roman government would buy grain during periods of shortages and sell it at a price fixed far below the market price. In 58 BC, this was improved upon. The government gave grain away to citizens of Rome at a zero price. So they gave it away for free. So they would buy when it was at a dip, and then they'd give it away for free later. The result was inevitable. Farmers left the land and flocked to Rome. Because, oh, I can get grain for free. Why should I work my farm, right? The government's giving me free grain. This, of course, only made the problem worse, since with fewer farmers on the land in the territory surrounding Rome, less grain than before was also being grown and brought to the market. Also, masters were freeing their slaves and placing the financial burden for feeding them on the Roman government at that zero price for the grains.
Well, I mean, I guess it's good that people were, you know, freeing their slaves at least. At least some good came out of this insanity. But, you know, a lot of people probably starved as a result.
I wouldn't necessarily say they freed them from their immediate circumstance, only to have them enslaved to the whim of the government at the time, because now they're dependent on the government for their wheat, their grains, their, you know, their food.
And let's not forget about the fact that, you know, this price fixing in the first place, it always creates a shortage. And I talked about this a lot when the NES Classic, it's a gaming console, came out. And it was like, oh, God, there's a shortage. It's impossible to get. But it wasn't impossible to get. It was impossible to get at that $30 price point.
Right.
But there was never a shortage of these things. There was a supply of them. You just had to pay more.
Yeah.
Because that's how supply and demand works. If the supply is too low and the demand is high enough, people will pay whatever the seller is asking.
So in 45 BC,
it was in fact the scalping is what they refer to it as. It was the scalping that prevented there from being a shortage.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, because that's how it works. I mean, look at secondary markets for even like tickets to like concerts and sporting events and that kind of thing. You know, that's the same thing. It's just supply and demand. The demand is way higher than the supply, so you're going to pay more if you want one of those things.
We almost ran into that with the Tool concert that I went to in 2019, which was we bought some of the very last tickets.
Yeah.
And we didn't know that. It didn't look like we were going to be able to get any. We, in fact, had to separate our group into three different sections because of not being able to get tickets. But it looked like at least one of us was going to have to go through one of these back channels in order to buy one.
Right.
And Ticketmaster and all of these other ticket companies are...
I'm sorry, you mean Ticket Bastard.
Yeah, they're going out of their way to make this impossible to do. Now you have to have your ID and it's sent to your smartphone, so you can't just stand outside the venue and sell it. So they're just preventing people from being able to see the concerts that they want to see.
Yep, yep. So in 45 BC, Julius Caesar discovered that almost one-third of the Roman citizenry was receiving their grain supply for free from the state. So they created this problem where one-third of the people were basically sucking off the government teat, you know?
Well, that was the inevitable result of giving away the food that they needed to survive.
So to deal with the financial cost of these supplies of wheat, the Roman government resorted to debasement of the currency. That is to say, inflation. Price fixing of grain, shortages of supply, rising budgetary problems for the Roman government, monetary debasement, and resulting worsening price inflation were a continual occurrence through long periods of Roman history.
Well, obviously, I mean, they can't actually pay for this sort of thing without inflating the currency, without increasing the money supply somehow, and they usually do this by making the money less valuable. What, by definition, that is increasing the money supply. More coming up about the fall of Rome and how it relates to what's going on in the United States today. Stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.